Texas Republicans in Congress want Joe Biden to reimburse the state for costs brought on by the border crisis. It's the last day of January 2023, and this is the Texas Minute.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
It's going to be a cold day in Texas. Old Man Winter will have the Lone Star State in his chilly grip this week, just ahead of the two-year anniversary of the deadly 2021 winter storm. You remember, that's what collapsed the state's power grid. Understandably, Texans are a bit anxious. But first up, Texas's 25 Republicans in the U.S. House have written a letter to President Joe Biden demanding that he reimburse Texas for state efforts attempting to secure the border. Their letter says that due to the federal government's failure to secure the border, many cities and individual families in their districts are suffering. While Texas has taken action in the form of Operation Lone Star, state efforts have done little to turn the tide, as evidenced by more than 250,000 known illegal entries in December 2022 alone. That's 75,000 more than in December 2021. The delegation also notes that 98 known or suspected terrorists were apprehended while trying to cross the border during the last fiscal year. A new series from Texas Scorecard's investigative team looks at the corruption and cronyism that linger just under state and local corporate welfare programs. In the first article of that series, Robert Montoya finds that the state's burdensome property tax system has been the impetus for the state's corporate welfare programs. Rather than cut taxes for everyone, special carve-outs are made for selected businesses. Experts agree that the most abusive of those are related to Chapter 313 of Texas's tax code. Chapter 313 expired at the end of the year, but state lawmakers are working with lobbyists to bring it back during the current legislative session. You can find that full story in the entire series as it comes out this week at texasscorecard.com. Establishment media companies are being sued in Amarillo over allegedly suppressing information about COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop story. The lawsuit was filed by several individuals and independent media organizations. They're targeting The Washington Post, the British Broadcasting Corporation, Reuters, and the Associated Press. Those four entities were allegedly part of a partnership formed with big tech companies meant to exclude coverage they found unfavorable. That alleged partnership resulted in censorship and damaged smaller publishers who were willing to cover those stories by big tech limiting their reach. The lawsuit will now land in the courtroom of Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, who has become known as one of the most ideologically conservative federal district judges in Texas. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Tune in weekly as Luke breaks down politics in the Lone Star State. You can listen wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone who was in Texas back in February 2021 has been asking themselves the same thing after hearing this week's forecast. Will the power stay on? Back in February 2021, the state's over-reliance on so-called renewable energy sources came into focus as the power grid operator ERCOT implemented rolling blackouts, leaving millions of Texans in the dark and cold. With that two-year anniversary just around the corner, ERCOT says it has sufficient generation capacity to meet needs. But energy expert Bill Peacock said the bigger question is whether or not the governor and lawmakers will continue propping up those renewables that are unreliable in extreme weather events. Check out that story as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at texasscorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Emily Wilkerson, Thomas Warren, Sidney Henry, and Robert Montoya. Today's Texas Minute was produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Stay warm out there.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.